Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for Saturday, August 3rd, and the days ahead. Well, folks, how are you feeling? This ought to be a weekend and a week to remember. And this weekend started last Wednesday when the sun was at the midpoint between the summer solstice and the fall equinox. In the Celtic world, that's midsummer's night, but it lasts for a good week or so. Midsummer is when the spirit world is said to fill the material world with stagecraft, poetry, music, dance, and art, and all kinds of good stuff. It's a reminder that our essential nature is love, and we create what we love, then share it, from plein air painting to a beautiful garden, not to mention that wonderful gift, friendship, and a meal shared. At this point, the energy now begins to turn inward as the days grow shorter. Added to that is today's new moon in Cancer in the nakshatra of Alesha. Alesha is the sign of the snake, the Naga energy. This is a powerful new moon that will embody the energy of poison. Now, don't worry, poison can be turned into medicine, or it can just be poison. It's up to you which way you can direct it. Remember the lesson of Midsummer's Night. Love is your essential nature, and what you love is your gift to the world. New moons carry the imprint of the energies for a 28-day cycle. When a real illumination, when the moon is full, in 14 days in Capricorn, oh my goodness, the tides will be high. And this cycle is very intense. For one thing, Saturn is retrograde. Saturn retrogrades tend to create more pain, suffering, and anxiety for certain rising signs. And because it is aspecting Aries, Leo, and Scorpio, it's impacting those signs the most. Aquarius will benefit, but that depends on your chart. Now, Saturn retrograde is a time to be more honest with ourselves. Take responsibility for what is not working in your life. It can be a point where you realize what you need to pay attention to. Is there something that you habitually neglect, like your health, diet, the check engine light on your car, or a delinquent family member? Saturn is reality, and remember, reality is your friend. Now, if you felt a wave of emotional grunge these past few days, it will get better. The emotional grunge often occurs depending on your birth chart and the strength of it. Now, when Venus passed through the karmic knot from water to fire, from Cancer to Leo, the karmic knot kicked in. That's a very tricky energy pattern. It can start off with inner emotional turmoil, then boil over, even explode. Squabbles, arguments, riots, missile attacks, assassinations, that kind of thing. Then it settles down when Venus gains traction in dynamic Leo. That expresses confidence, the ability to move on, to create, maybe even to give peace a chance. Now, if the grunge is still lingering, immerse yourself in joy wherever you can find it. Now, don't get stuck in resentments or regrets of the past. Like Mick Jagger said, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind in life unkind. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for now. See you next week right here on 89.9 WERU FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. Over and out.